This is Jay Sekulow. On today's program, we're going to hear live from a military chaplain on the issue of censorship and prayer.
Mr. President,
my husband is serving in Iraq for the third time.
Allow our chaplains to pray as God sees fit in their heart.
I've been to a couple of funerals, and I get offended because they will not say Jesus Christ.
Can't have an audience not being offended and have freedom of religion.
And I stand there and I go, God, what do I do? What do I say? Who do I go to?
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself and those of us who care about the First Amendment rights of our chaplains. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains. God bless America.
Those are the words from Congressman Walter Jones. He was our guest on the program yesterday. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes by, right after the break, actually, after our first break, we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Commander Gary Stewart. He's a chaplain in the serving with the U.S. Marines Battalion in Indian Head, Maryland. We're going to talk about his experience on this. Skip Asher is our senior counsel here at the American Center for Law and Justice, handles a lot of our military affairs, will be joining us as well. So there is a lot to talk about. Let me give you an alert on something that we're going to be talking about next week on the broadcast. We're going to be bringing our issue of the chaplains to a conclusion, getting everything over to the White House. So we'll let you know how you can help us with that over the next few days. Very important. But let me tell you something that's coming up next week, folks, that is going to be very, very significant. There is a proposal by Congresswoman Pelosi that would be the most significant, quote, lobbying reform in U.S. history. It will affect grassroots lobbying. And ready for this? It includes churches. Churches would be included under the definition of grassroots lobbyists, and churches would have to register with the government. Now, we're going to deal with this issue next week in detail. I'm just letting you know it's coming. We are doing a massive amount of legal research on this issue right now. So it's something that they're not, Speaker Pelosi hasn't been in power, you know, much more than 72 hours, and we're already seeing this. This is just, get ready, folks. These are the kind of things that are going to be coming.
It is, and this is the kind of reform that the Democrats were talking about over the campaign, and we warned people, we told people, you've got to worry about these reforms, because when they say reforms, lobbyists, now grouping churches and then pastors and everyone becoming a lobbyist, let me tell you, some of the lobbying forms that have already been done have taken apart that industry in Washington, D.C. Imagine how that would silence the pastors, and we've been fighting for that issue so much, this would even silence them more.
This is going to be the fundamental free speech issue in the United States when this, as this gets debated next week in the United States House and Senate. Folks, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going right to our phones at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to our calls.
Chuck's calling from Ohio on line one. Chuck, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, thank you. My question is, if the chaplains and people do not have the freedom of speech to say the name of Christ, because it offends people, why doesn't it offends me that they allow swearing and cursing in the classroom?
Sure. With this whole idea that you're using the word offense as a basis upon which to censorship undercuts the fundamental free exercise of religion. Skip Ash is a senior attorney here at the ACLJ, and you know, the free exercise of religion, Skip, it applies to the military, too.
It certainly does. In fact, the whole purpose of having military chaplains is to bring in people with diverse religious views to meet the needs of our men and women in uniform.
So this idea that you would then, you know, censor out an offensive prayer, whether it's a rabbi that's a chaplain saying a prayer in Hebrew or a minister using a closing of the prayer that says in Jesus' name, folks, we've been talking about this from last week on the broadcast. This is, it's outrageous. Now, here's the situation. Walter Jones has sent a letter to the president. We're going to back that letter up with tens of thousands of signatures. We also want to know, we're just going to be doing this for the last couple of days here of the week, so we really want to hear from you on this. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 800-684-3110. Should these chaplains have the right to speak out? If you've got other questions, our phone lines are open for you as well. That's 1-800-684-3110. And then also, if you want to help our military chaplains, our men and women serving in uniform so they have the right to pray, you call our toll-free number right now. You're adding your name to a petition, going to the White House, asking for an executive order or directive to make sure these chaplains have the right to pray. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it, folks, but we need to hear from you today, tomorrow, and Friday, and that's it. We're going to be done with the program by this weekend, so we've got to move on to another matter that's going to be very, very urgent, so we want to hear from you.
Two ways to do so. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. and sign up online.
When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Commander Gary Stewart. He is a U.S. military chaplain serving in the Marines. So you want to help us, help this chaplain, help these chaplains generally, 877-989-2255.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God. To live a free life.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We're joined right now by someone that knows firsthand what's going on with the military and censorship and our chaplains, and that is Lieutenant Commander Gary Stewart. He's on active duty. He serves right now as the battalion chaplain at Indian Head, Maryland. Lieutenant Commander Stewart, thanks for being with us.
That's my pleasure.
And you've been with us before, but you want to let's talk a little bit about this. We thought we were going to get close. We had some rollbacks of some regulations at the end of the last congressional session. We did not get what we wanted completely by any stretch of the imagination. Give us some of the experience of what the censorship has been like for you as a Protestant chaplain currently serving in the military.
Well, it's cost me my professional promotions. It's cost me my health. I have PTSD. It has cost me some separation from my family that were of no purpose, which is what they're doing now. They're
when you say separation from family, let's talk specifically. You're getting a transfer because of this whole issue to a billet without your family going.
Right. I went to a June 6th meeting with Senator Graham and Congressman Jones, and I was the junior person in the whole place militarily. There were lawyers there and everything, but I stayed seated. They're accusing me of standing up, but I addressed an issue that one of the admirals, a retired admiral, mentioned that was not true, and I told him wasn't true, and I had the paperwork to back it up, and from that an investigation ensued within a few weeks. The Marine Corps didn't do what the Navy wanted done to me, which I heard from a very good source that these are quotes, "We want you to take his flesh, we want you to take him out at the knees." So I got warned about that comment that came, I was told, it came from the CNO's office.
That's the Chief of Naval Operations.
I'm not accusing him personally, but sure. I do have reason to believe it came out of his office.
But we are hearing stories of this kind of retaliation going on against chaplains. But let's explore for a moment the kind of censorship you all have been feeling when it came to prayer specifically and performing your obligations as a chaplain.
Yes, if I pray in Jesus' name or even close, if I said I pray in the name of your son and my Savior, amen, that's too close, and they consider that insensitive to the audience and offense to the audience, which is what turns the Constitution's First Amendment on its head.
Yeah, it turns it upside down. Now, Skip, we've been all practicing law together a long time, and you served in the military. I mean, here what Lieutenant Commander Stewart saying is he didn't even, not even ending with Jesus' name, but kind of intimating that it might be Jesus' name is a basis upon which they can basically reject this or impose some kind of discipline.
That seems to be happening more and more often. And the problem is, obviously, and that is that we have government officials now telling a chaplain how he may or may not pray. And obviously, that's not the business of the government. These chaplains are responsible to their religious faith group and to their conscience to pray the way that God leads them to pray.
Yeah, this is the problem, folks. By the way, you're hearing right from a current active duty member of the Military Chaplains Corps. Lieutenant Commander Stewart is currently serving. So we need your help on this. We need to help these chaplains out. We've only got a couple more days to do it here. The number's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Chaplain Stewart's going to stay with us. Let's go to the phones. We've got calls here. Let's take some phone calls.
Griffin's calling from Texas on line 5. Griffin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Griffin.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm wondering about the status of the chaplaincy itself.
Okay.
What we have here is we have churches and chaplains in uniform on base being supported in part by the government.
Sure.
Is that an issue? How do you handle that as far as church separation, separation of church and state?
Sure, great question. The courts have addressed this on a number of occasions, and because our men and women in the military often have to serve on a base, are not sometimes allowed to depart much from that base, that is their community, the chaplaincy corps has been deemed constitutional, much like the legislative chaplains in the House and the United States Senate. So there's not a constitutional issue there. The issue really becomes one of constitutional suppression of free speech or the free exercise of religion when the government then, after having the chaplaincy corps available, tells the chaplain you can't pray a particular way. And Chaplain Stewart, what you just said about, you know, even intimating that you might be talking about Jesus, that being a part of the encroachment here.
Oh, I was even brought into the office afterwards by my senior chaplain, told that if I can't do it the way the chaplain corps wants me to pray, then I should get out. That's how serious it is. And
if you don't get out,
they're going to get you on your promotions. They're going to call you. If you talk to senior chaplains about me, they're going to tell you I'm a malcontent, that I'm a chaplain. In fact, one of the punishments.
Let me ask you this, chaplain, lieutenant commander. The objection has been based on what you're praying. And I think people need to hear that from you all, from the chaplain himself. It's what starts all of this is praying and maybe praying in Jesus' name or in the name of your son and my Savior. That is what triggers all of the retaliation.
Yes, because they think I'm offending the audience, which I'm sure I do once in a while. I've been offended by hundreds of prayers. I wouldn't stop them from praying just because they offended me, though.
Well, you know, part of the First Amendment, of course, Skip, is that, you know, you're going to hear things and see things you don't agree with. That's part of free speech.
That's exactly right. For instance, if it were everybody agreed with it, there's no reason to protect it. It's only a speech that might be offensive to someone that needs to be protected.
And remember, what you're talking about being offensive here is ending a prayer in Jesus' name. Look, you know, if a Muslim chaplain was selected to give the prayer and he prayed in the name of Allah the Magnificent, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I might be personally offended, but you know what? Hey, an American, I get the deal. That's the chaplain that was selected. We've got all these different denominations in our military chaplains. That's the price of freedom here. You don't censor a chaplain's speech. That's not the way to handle this, and that's exactly what we're having to deal with.
Yeah, it is. And folks, around the country and around, that's why we've been fighting for this issue for more than a year. And because of the change in policy and the change of what's happened, we've had to now go to the White House to ask President Bush. And that's what you're signing on here, is you're helping Congressman Joan get the attention of the White House so that President Bush issues this executive order. Because, listen, we've talked about what the newly elected leadership in both the Senate and the House are working on already as they've just taken these positions last week. So you can imagine how difficult it is going that angle is going to be at this point. So you've got to change, and we want you to stand with us. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go back to the phones. Ronnie's calling from California on line 3. Ronnie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great.
Okay, these terms are relative, but they're literally on point. There is the Senate is in, and they're going to pass a bill tomorrow. I heard this out of the mouth of Mr. Dobson, and it has to do with the First Amendment right and what you guys were talking about. And the bill that they're trying to pass under the nose of citizens who are not aware is called MS-1.
Yeah, you're talking, we're going to be, believe me, we're addressing that next week. In fact, when I was talking to the chaplain, Lieutenant Commander Stewart, during the break, we talked about this. This bill, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the program, is aimed at pastors, again, in grassroots lobbying, quote, a pastor like Rod Parsley, who's been so outspoken on the social issues, gets up and says something about stem cell research or abortion and encourages people to petition the Congress. He now has to register the church and himself, ready for this, as a lobbyist. This is another way they're coming in. So we're gonna get into that. We're going to get into that issue in depth next week. Our lawyers are working on it. Believe me, I've got a 31-page memo sitting on my desk right now to review. So we are getting into that. All of this ties in very nicely and very clearly, so we know what we're dealing with here.
Tom's calling from New York on line 4. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
My question was, I guess, to the chaplain. My understanding was that that the chaplains are trained in not just their own, let's say, denomination, that they're able to give rights and different things, different. So for instance, like if for some reason you had to counsel a Jewish person or something, that you would know, pray in that way to them. Am I incorrect in that assumption?
True. I'm endorsed by a particular faith group that I'm accountable to practice the faith that I'm being brought in to represent to those of similar faith. What I do with a Jewish or a Muslim or a Catholic who would be different from me is I get them resources to help them, or I, you know, depending on the question, I can answer a lot of them because I studied this, but
sure.
I'm not required to know all those particulars. I cannot give Mass. I cannot give last rites. I'm forbidden to do that.
Yeah, so that's why we have different endorsing chaplains agencies, Skip, for different chaplain denominations.
That's exactly right. For instance, the government is not supposed to get involved in the various differences between religious faiths, so they depend on endorsing agencies to vouch for these various members of the clergy that they are qualified in their respective faith to come on board and meet the needs of men and women in uniform of that faith.
Chaplain, we got just a little bit of time here, just a couple of seconds. How important is it to get these rules changed to protect your ability to do your job?
Well, if we don't do this, some of our traditions are going to be lost in this country. And if you lose your traditions, you can be led astray in all sorts of different ways. We can't lose the family. We can't lose our morality. We can't lose our faith. This isn't just about chaplains. It's about the entire country, as you talked about that bill you're going to deal with next week. This is a critical issue to help people be able to influence society. Now, from a Christian perspective, I believe Christ is the Savior. If we allow Christ to be taken out of the public against the constitutional will, we will suffer the consequences for years and generations to come in our children and our children's children. The influence, just morally, is exponential.
Lieutenant Commander Gary Stewart is currently serving as U.S. Marines Battalion Chaplain in Indian Head, Maryland. As always, Lieutenant Commander, thanks for being with us.
Anytime, brother.
Thank you. Folks, I wanted you to hear from chaplains that are experienced. We're getting calls like this, too, by the way, all the time from a variety of different chaplains. This is just an example of what's going on right now.
And we want you to stand with us just the last couple of days to do so. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. 877-989-2255 so the chaplains have the right to do their job. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. The chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The motto of the school has always been Christian leadership to change the world, and we're seeing that in business, in law, in government, in religion. So across the board, the leadership goal of Regent was to change the world, and we're seeing that.
Jay works closely with Regent University, sharing his vision and passion for the law with students. Now, as the school's undergraduate program expands, Jay knows that one of the key attractions at Regent is the school's commitment to approach each class from a Christian perspective.
I think in this challenging time that the country finds itself in, that approaching a subject from a Christian worldview with that understanding is pivotal.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to enroll, visit regentundergrad.com or call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We were just joined by Lieutenant Commander Gary Stewart. He is the U.S. Marine Battalion Chaplain in Indian Head, Maryland. You heard what he said. I mean, these chaplains are in a fight for their lives and the ability to, literally in the lines, because remember, these chaplains serve on the front line. So, I mean, that's part of this here. And then, of course, their ability to do what they need to do is so significant. But, folks, we have got a major challenge getting ready to start next week. It's going to be huge. So we're going to get ready for that. This is involving the Senate and House resolutions that would require churches to have to register. It's unbelievable, unprecedented. The scope of this legislation, we'll talk more about it next week, but just to let you know, we are working on it here at the American Center for Law and Justice. It's something we're taking very, very seriously. Folks, if you want to help the Lieutenant Commander chaplains out, people like Lieutenant Commander Stewart and other chaplains, then we need you. We just got a few days here. It's critical we hear from you. This is all going to the White House. Congressman Jones has sent his letter. We are sending the follow-up, but we need to hear from you. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to help these chaplains out.
Samantha's calling from Maine on line one. Samantha, welcome to JSECU Live.
Hi, how are you
today? Hi, great.
The fact of the matter is this. They're in the military, and every position has a specialty code. They're under their specialty code as a chaplain, and therefore they should be able to do what needs to be done. They should be able to preach however religion requires under their specialty code, given specific information on...
Sure, we all agree. The problem is they're not able to do it. In fact, it went so far, and Lieutenant Commander Stewart said, if you even pray in Jesus' name, that's obvious, they don't want you to do that. But if you were to say, in the name of your son, my Savior, no specific reference to Jesus, that's also a violation. So this is the scope of what we're having to deal with.
Well, no, it's true. And the groups like ACLU and Americans United, this is their goal, is to say, yes, they will say this, folks. This is why you got to be careful when you're reading anything they put out. They are okay with prayer. That's what their press releases say. What they're not okay, though, with is any sectarian prayer. And what does that really mean, folks? Any real prayer. Any prayer that a specific faith would turn to, whether it's saying Jesus or whether it's a Jewish prayer or a Muslim prayer. They don't want anything like that. They want all of these non-sectarian, which means basically non-religious prayers to some higher being. And that's what the ACLU and Americans United and others fight for. And think about the importance of this issue as you have President Bush tonight in an address from the White House calling for more than 20,000 troops to go to Iraq, a new number, increasing the number to over 150,000 there. It's important because chaplains will be included in that number, and that's a lot of men and women that these chaplains can minister to.
Now, it's going to be look, folks, it's a huge challenge. We've heard from thousands of you, which is great. Online alone, we've heard from, I think, close to 4,500 or maybe 4,522 online, so over 4,000 of you online, thousands of you by phones. Again, if you want to help these chaplains out, just really 2 days more to do it. We need to hear from you. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Linda is calling from California on line three. Linda, welcome to JSECU Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to your program, and I am so concerned about the right of the chaplains to pray, because if they lose their rights, then our pastors will lose their rights. What's going to happen? Are our pastors going to be going to jail? And this is coming down to the bottom line where Christians are concerned. We have to get involved. We have a moral obligation to get involved. We can't just listen to the radio and say, gee, that's too bad, and look the other way as our rights are being taken away. They are literally changing our country and how life is going to be for our children. this is about the chaplains, but it's about all of us.
And I think you're absolutely right. And let me tell you the good news and why we're so appreciative of the radio stations and television stations that carry our broadcast. We're able to activate and motivate tens of thousands of people, just like you, Linda, from around the country, hundreds of thousands of you, to get involved in these issues. And you get some difference and you make a difference and you do change rules and change laws. One of the things we were able to do last year was get some of the really bad regulations pulled back and restore some more free exercise rights to the chaplains. It's not enough. That's why we're fighting and fighting so aggressively, but we're able to get people involved. Again, if you want to get involved, this is going to be the last couple of days to do it here, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Stefan's calling from Arizona on line two. Stefan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
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 How you doing?
Great.
I want to, first of all, just make two quick comments and then let you go. One is I want to thank you for the work that you do.
Thanks.
You all do at the ACLJ. I'm a veteran. I strictly concur with what Lieutenant Commander Stewart said and everybody else that has been on the program. And not only that, but this is why I know prior to November, everybody was being urged to go out and vote. Now, with this new bill that Pelosi House Speaker Pelosi is trying to introduce into the Senate, it's going to affect not only your program, I believe, but everything else, as you're saying, people have to register.
Every single church in the United States that addresses an issue and buys airtime on TV will be impacted by this bill. Every organization, from Family Research Council to Focus on the Family to the American Center for Law and Justice, Concerned Women for America, on and on the list goes. Everyone will be impacted by this bill. It ties right into the chaplain's issue. It's, again, this suppression of free speech. This time, though, it's political speech. Folks, we're going to launch a major campaign on this next week. Our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice have already produced a 31-page legal analysis. It is going to be distributed all over Capitol Hill. We are very concerned about this. We are working on this. Our government affairs team is working on this. I am already looking at a litigation strategy to challenge this in federal court. So the ramifications of this, folks, huge.
And I think what everybody has to understand is the ramifications of the far left being in power in some of these positions. And not all Democrats, but Nancy Pelosi definitely falls under that category, the far left. And the far left cannot stand value voters, Christian voters, and the less they can make these churches influential, and you saw how important pastors were, especially in the 2004 elections, just making sure that their congregations got out and voted. And that's what we're talking about here. Talking about voting would put you in under this category as now being a lobbyist. Just telling your church members to go and vote their conscience now makes you a lobbyist. Remember, these pastors are not endorsing candidates. They can't do that at this point. But folks, this is why you've got to understand how important it is, like Stefan said, to vote and make sure we're out voting. Ashley is calling from Virginia on line three. Ashley, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was curious as to who the point of origin for all this trouble, who the plaintiffs and the cause of action and the court of origin were, and if we could actually countersue for a frivolous lawsuit or malicious prosecution.
No, you can't countersue for a frivolous lawsuit with the chaplains. The issue started creep. It was typical, as these things are, it kind of crept into the military, and it was political correctness. That's really what this is. It's the creeping of political correctness into the military and then slowly making its way through a variety of other avenues so that finally it ends up that you can only pray in a particular, quote, non-offensive way, which is code words for don't use the name of Jesus. You know, you think they're going to tell the Islamic, the Muslim chaplain not to pray in the name of Allah the Magnificent? I can't even imagine they would try to start that. They figure the Christian pastors and the Christian chaplains are easy to pick on, easy to get them silenced. The thing they didn't expect, I think the military overall, was the response we get. Again, there's great men and women serving in leadership in the military that are chaplains trying to work through this, but it's a difficult situation. Congressman Jones is right. We need to get this fixed. It's going to take an executive order or directive from the White House to the Department of Defense. He has already sent his letter in. We are going to send in our names to the administration by Monday because we've got to move on to another major topic that's developing in Washington. But again, folks, we need to hear from you. This is really the last couple of days here for you to stand with our chaplains.
Two ways to do so. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. You'll be joining the petition to make sure the chaplains have the right to do their job. That is what we're fighting for here, folks. These are chaplains trained by their denomination to deliver these skills to those men and women that serve in our active military. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign up online.
We're going to be talking about this for a couple more days, and then Monday, folks, attention turns to this new Senate and House bill restricting free speech. But if you want to help these chaplains, 877-989-2255.